This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, August 5th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. SGMA fees loom over farmers. House Farm Bill faces deficit problem, and ag groups want tough requirements for third-party carbon verifiers. SGMA fees still a concern after court ruling and rate cut. Farmers remain concerned over the cumulative impact of water fees as the cost of implementing SGMA becomes a reality. The State Water Board is marching forward with five more groundwater basins up for probation. The Toole Subbasin is next with a hearing on September 17th. Last month, a judge temporarily blocked the board from enforcing probation in the Tulare Lake Subbasin. Yet Justin Fredrickson, an environmental and water policy analyst at the California Farm Bureau, assumes those farmers will eventually have to install pricey meters to measure their pumping and pay SGMA fees to the board. During a stakeholder workshop last week, Fredrickson ran through the many expenses already hitting growers' pocketbooks. Normal water costs are significant and going up, especially during droughts, while local agencies overlay their own SGMA fees on top of the state's, he explained. Water rights fees, meanwhile, have seen a five-fold increase over the last two decades, and fees for irrigated lands and other regulatory programs steadily rise each year as well. Fredrickson noted out that small growers don't have tens of thousands of acres to fallow to reduce costs. He appreciated the board has dropped its SGMA fees from $40 to $20 per acre foot. Yet if a subbasin fails to fix a plan during probation, the board would step in with its own interim plan and levy a $55 an acre foot fee, he said. Cost estimate puts number on farm bill funding gap. We now have a clear idea of the budget's challenge faced by the House Ag Committee's Farm Bill, and it is steep. Late Friday afternoon, the Congressional Budget Office released its official cost estimate for the legislation, which the committee approved in May. CBO says the bill would increase the federal budget deficit by $33 billion. So House Republican leaders will have to either overrule the CBO, and that could cost the bill some support from budget hawks. They could cut spending in the bill, or they could set it aside. Even if they do overrule the CBO, the Democrat-controlled Senate wouldn't go along with that move, and some Republicans might not support it either. As has been reported by AgriPulse, Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa said Republicans need to abide by the CBO's cost estimates. Keep in mind, this budget challenge doesn't necessarily get any easier in the next Congress, since falling crop prices would make it even more expensive to raise reference prices and make other changes to commodity programs. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Harris gets closer to announcing VP pick. Vice President Kamala Harris is close to announcing who her running mate will be. Harris is interviewing three finalists in Washington before announcing her decision at an event in Philadelphia tomorrow. Those three, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who would be expected to help the Democratic ticket carry Pennsylvania, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, an astronaut and the husband of former Representative Gafriel Giffords, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who has become a popular choice among Democrats, both for his long record of public service and down-to-earth character. Walz was the one who first called the Republican ticket weird an adjective picked up and used by Harris, Shapiro, and others to describe the Republican agenda. Other candidates for the number two job include Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. But their chances seem to be fading. Shapiro's appeared to pick up momentum as the odds-on favorite. As a six-term member of Congress who left in 2018 to run for governor, Waltz has supported, certainly has support from House members, including, reportedly, Nancy Pelosi. Representative Jim McGovern, a Massachusetts Democrat who serves on the House Ag Committee, called him his sentimental favorite in an article in The Hill on Friday. Waltz served on the House Ag from the rural district now held by Republican Brad Fenston. Senator Bernie Sanders also wants Waltz, and United Auto Workers President Sean Fain has said he prefers Waltz to Beshear. Ag groups want tough requirements for third-party carbon verifiers. Agriculture groups are seeking to tighten accreditation standards for third-party carbon verifiers when it comes to U.S. crop and soil knowledge, while verifiers believe current systems are working well, that according to comments made to the Agriculture Department. The feedback comes as USDA looks to implement the Growing Climate Solutions Act, which requires USDA to credit a voluntary certification for third-party carbon credit verifiers. Over 151 comments were submitted to the agency in response to a request for information. For a more in-depth summary of those comments, you can look at Jake Zukowski's story at agripulse.com. Here's today's He Said It. That doesn't mean there isn't water in the system. It's just that our current infrastructure wasn't designed for those conditions, and we can't catch it. That Andrew Schwartz, Climate Action Manager at the Department of Water Resources. During a recent Water Commission hearing, Schwartz explained new research showing the state water project supply could drop more than 20% in the next 20 years due to climate change. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, August 5th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.